Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. I got to post these pictures. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
You're going to cringe.
Ay, ay, ay.
You're going to cringe when you hear this.
Ah.
First, there's some more information coming in on Tawny Kitaen.
Yeah, Andre was saying that she's the cover model for Rat out of the cellar. And she's also the cover model.
So she's that girl crawling across
towards the flames.
Album cover.
Yep. Mm. And then those are her legs where they've got the rats crawling up the fishnets. That's her as well.
Oh, wow.
See, now, her best friend, this dude who's best friends with her, someone asked that question about her.
And her best friend?
Yeah.
There was some guy
who's best friends with her. It was posted on Facebook. It's over the weekend. And someone asked if that was her on the rat cover. And he said no.
How do we know he's really best friends with her?
Well, I had a whole bunch of pictures with her and whatnot. Like, apparently he's, like, really best friends with her. Like close friends, like, almost like a brother.
She was dating the bass player at the time. That's why she was on the cover of the album.
Oh.
You've been fact-checked.
I don't know.
AJ, Facebook has failed you again. We have to get a montage together. It would be, like, an hour long.
Right.
Facebook is not a news organization. And, in fact, just for the record, news organizations aren't right all the time.
This is true. This is true. But this guy appeared to be like her best friend. I don't know. Right. What do I know? That they're together in all these photos doing like normal stuff, not like he's backstage, you know, seeing her or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, screw me. I believed him.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Andre.
Thanks, Andre.
Okay. So what happened to your finger?
I was having a great day Saturday morning. Makeup was good. Hair was good. Listening to NSYNC. Going to visit my grandma.
See, that was your problem. NSYNC. You had us on. This never would have happened.
It was bye, bye, bye. I was jamming.
Wow.
It was a good day. I was going to go visit my grandma for Mother's Day.
Hair and makeup and NSYNC.
Oh, nice. Great morning.
Missing bye, 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 bye.
And I made a pit stop at Walgreens. Got out of the car. Went to walk in. And I was like, oh. I'm stuck. My jacket must be caught in the door.
Well, if you don't wear 99 layers of clothes.
I know.
You wouldn't have had this problem.
This happened all the time.
Oh, no. Section 7 is caught.
So I turned around. I was like, oh, that's my finger caught in the door.
You thought it was your coat. It was your finger. It did, like, the pain didn't register right to your head immediately? Like,
no, it did not.
Were you part dinosaur?
No, it was weird. It was this weird delayed reaction. I saw my finger in the door. It was my right ring finger. I tried to pull it out.
Ow!
It would not come out. So I took my left hand, grabbed my right wrist, and tried to pull.
Instead of just opening the door?
You get your right hand stuck. You get your left hand out, and you pull on the door.
Listen, my right hand was in. So I was trying to pull my right arm out with my left arm, and that wasn't happening.
Like Twister.
So,
right foot blue, left hand red.
Then I decided to open the door. And
how long from the time that you?
Longer than it should have taken.
So all this time you had screaming
bloody
murder,
and like,
I wasn't in pain. I was just, like, my brain was trying to figure out, like, all right,
can I explain what was happening?
Yes,
your pain receptors were like, wow, this is a lot.
Right. Never seen this before.
I cannot handle this at all.
We're gonna. How do we communicate this?
Let's
to
regroup
the brain.
Right. I know. We'll find a Disney song. my door, my finger.
Yeah, that's one of those. It takes a couple seconds, but when it gets there, when it arrives in the brain,
I would see a doctor about your nerve endings. I mean, if your finger's caught in the door, you're not screaming the second it happens. There's something wrong.
I wasn't. It was weird.
Oh, my God. I bash my finger with a hammer within seconds. I'm like, not split second. I'm like, You're sitting there going, my finger appears to be in the door. How should I get out of this? I know. I'll use my other hand and try and pull on it.
That's exactly what I
did. And meanwhile, you're narrating something and you haven't even screamed yet.
I haven't.
Oh, there's something wrong. I'd definitely go see a doctor about that. There's something totally wrong there. Your hand could be in the fire for like 5 minutes and you'd be sitting there going,
as long as you don't see it.
I smell something burning, but it actually smells pretty good right now. What is that? What is that? And you're like, you know? But you didn't feel it. You just saw your hand on fire and go, ah!
It was so weird.
Oh, my God. See a doctor.
Finally, I opened the car door, and there was a huge cut. Like, I'm really thankful I did not lose the tip of my finger. It came close. And there was still no pain. It was just completely numb. Like, I couldn't feel anything.
Did it bleed, like, 2 hours later or what?
It was still bleeding. So I was like, well, I'm at Walgreens. Might as well go in for what I came for. So I wrapped it in, like, a napkin, and I went in, and it wouldn't stop bleeding. So I'm walking through the store with this bloody napkin wrapped around my hand.
And now it's
starting to drip. You're a health hazard.
It's starting to drip, and people are looking at me like, what the hell is her problem?
Yeah.
I would if I saw something bleeding over the store.
We know this is a pharmacy, but we don't really want to see the hurt or injured people.
Exactly right. Boo-boo Band-Aids,
aisle
7.
We know they exist, but we never see them in here.
Right.
Some crazy lady with 5 jackets is bleeding everywhere.
Right. Using the third layer of clothing.
You look like
a
well-coiffed homeless person.
That just recently happened.
Right.
Yeah.
She's the cleanest homeless person I've ever seen.
Hasn't gone down the greasy lake yet to clean herself off.
As the numbness started to slowly go away, the pain just started to slowly rise.
Like a violent switch. Whoa.
And then I felt like I was going to pass out. I was in so much pain. I was like, I'm going to vomit and then immediately pass out. It was bad.
I feel bad for that Walgreens or wherever we went.
I left a blood trail behind me.
Right. Blood trail.
So went to the doctor, x-rayed. The tip of my finger is completely shattered.
Oh. Shattered.
You know, Itchy's right. How did you not instantly feel that?
Seriously. My finger got caught in a printing press, and I felt it the second it happened.
I tried to walk into Walgreens and got stuck. Like, oh, must be my jacket.
My jacket. It wasn't even notice your arm being tucked away. Like, what the hell? Would you drag the freaking car into the store? Aisle 7, there's knocking off the shelf.
Why can't I get in this door?
Is this car coming through our front door? Behind that girl? What, you have separation anxiety? She's dragging it sideways.
In my brain, I heard a crunch. And like my brain knew what happened, but my body just didn't know yet.
You seriously got to see a doctor about that. I'm sorry, but...
Which one's in charge?
My brain or my body?
My brain knew, but it didn't tell my body.
There's one for the ages.
It's like they're two separate things.
Exactly right. That's my job.
So my brain's like, I'm not going to tell her.
No, you just.
Let's see how long it takes her to figure it out.
Let her think it's her clothes.
They were acting very independently that day, for sure.
Also, how do you close the door that your fingers are even able to get in there?
That is a great question.
Seriously, you must have really clamped
I think
the hell
anyone
out of it.
Who's had their finger slammed in a door like this.
Yeah.
Someone else did the closing.
Right. And the door doesn't fully close because your finger's jammed in.
No.
It does not latch.
The door was fully latched in my finger because I was rushing. So I shut the door with my left hand and went and was turning away.
All right. Hold on.
You know what I mean?
No.
Not quite.
All right. So you're getting out of the driver's seat of the car.
Yep. Stepping out.
One leg out.
Then the other leg.
Right. First now the left leg and the right leg. Okay.
Took my left arm.
The whole thing. The hand and the arm.
The whole damn thing.
Well, yes, because I went to go
Everything acts independently, so I just have to check. The hand's not still in the car.
Exactly right.
The hand's over here. You close it with the stub of your arm.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, the car's still running.
Okay, so I'm trying to get this now. You're getting out of the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
Left leg, right leg.
My
out of the car.
I went to go shut the driver's side door with my left hand,
left hand.
I was turning because I was rushing. So I was turning facing away from my car and my right...
Facing away?
Yeah.
With the left?
Why was your right hand all the way back there for?
How do you close the door with your left hand if you're facing away?
It's like you're trying to steal a base and making sure you hold on to it.
It was like... I shut the car door and turned away at the same time and my right arm was just like lingering behind. It got stuck.
I want to slam my head in the door right now.
What are you, that floppy thing in front of a car dealership?
Okay. Hold on. We need the police to come and do an accident recreation of this reconstruction because this makes zero sense.
Oh, my God.
You got out of the car.
I got out of the car.
Okay. Right. Driver's
standing.
Side.
Stomp.
Right.
Left leg first.
Yes.
Right leg.
Now, yes. Cha-cha down.
Okay. Now, here's the door in front of you.
Yes. But I'm closing it with my left hand.
You
and
would be
turning,
in the way.
And turning at the same time. And turn.
All right,
and
but the door is closing in front of you.
Yes, but I turned at the same time.
And so your fingernail was facing out.
And you left
your
right hand.
Yes. So I couldn't get it out of the door fast enough.
And you left your
hand
in the
car. Wait, the door closed behind you or in front of you?
Behind, because I was faced away from the car.
You deserve all this.
How is this?
This doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean? I was in a rush.
Why would your right hand still be trailing behind you?
I don't know.
Are you playing Twister?
Seriously. Like Floppy Man. I can't move my arm.
Seatbelt?
Floppy Man can't put on
that inside. Makes sense. It's the floppy thing
arms.
Outside the car dealership.
Exactly. Floppy Man. Dang.
I entitled this story, Nipples and Spaghetti.
Nice. I've ordered that once. It's not easy.
So it's a Spanish teacher. She's being yanked from her class. Not fired, just yanked from her classes. After investigators found she performed an inappropriate sexual act during a Zoom lesson. As students at the prestigious Columbia Secondary School for Math and Science and Engineering remotely watched a live class, Amanda K. Fletcher, 37, appeared to suck the chest of an unidentified topless male while she rocked her head back and forth. Following the act, Fletcher's face turned in full view of the screen, and she gyrated her shoulders and smiled.
Like a shimmy?
Right, exactly right.
Thank you for demonstrating.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Before that, students watched Fletcher eating spaghetti with the shirtless man behind her.
Okay. The lesson on eating. First we eat, then we suck.
After taking her mouth off the man's chest, Fletcher resumed teaching and discussed the worksheet.
Nothing to see here.
Investigators viewed several videos of the incident, which were shared by students on Snapchat and other social media platforms. Of course they were.
Oh, teaching. Mm-hmm. There's a teething.
The alleged behavior started about 12 minutes before the class ended while students were still present.
Oops.
Fletcher gave no explanation for her alleged conduct.
She was thirsty.
He dropped some spaghetti sauce on him. I had to get it off.
Exactly right. I didn't want to use my napkins. They're good, so I just licked it off.
I wonder if she confused her Zoom classes. Oh, I thought this was spaghetti in the nipple, a fetish chat room.
Right. Damn it.
Meanwhile, there's a bunch of weirdos saying, why did we just get a math lesson?
Exactly right. I don't care about this. I'm a mathematician. I'm a mathematician
Wait a
in the
minute.
Same
that
school.
That was really weird. She came on and taught us math.
Oh, my God. Algebra?
I thought she was going to be eating spaghetti and, licking this guy's chest.
I was all prepared for this.
I want my money back.
Damn it.
That's a pretty weird thing to see happen in a class.
Spaghetti and nipples.
Right.
She didn't want to waste any. It was good sauce.
Ragu and teats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't waste the good sauce.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't do it.
Right.
It's a crime.
It is.
But she's not fired. They're saying she's going to have to go to classes to figure out, you know, they got to teach her now what's appropriate.
Right. What you cannot do. Do not do that.
If you're a teacher and you need to know that licking some topless guy's chest is not acceptable.
It's not. No.
I don't know. Where do we start on this one?
Well, it's math, you know.
Yeah, let's do the math on this.
Right. My lips, this, and this nipple.
Right.
Two.
Maybe it was a math equation.
Exactly. Right. Right. Yes. One set of lips, two nipples equals what?
One mistake.
Right.
Yeah. One big mistake.
Right. One less job.
Yes.
How many days off will I get?
Well, that's one way to keep the kids interested, though.
It is, yeah.
You know,
I just love how they all start recording and no one says anything. Like, hey, we can see you. Everyone's just like, well, I'm going to get you're going to get in trouble.
Oh.
You're in so much trouble.
Wow, so just like them.
I want to know how she ate the spaghetti now, too.
Right.
Like, she didn't just eat it, right? She like grabbed a piece and then went.
Yeah, you got to suck it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Didn't twirl in a fork or nothing like that.
No.
Right. Unless she attacked with a fork, did the same thing to nipple.
Let's do this. Google her name.
Okay.
Amanda K. Fletcher.
Fletcher.
Because let's just act like she just applied for a job with us, and now we're going to Google her name.
Well, you got the word Letch and Fletcher, so.
Is it K the letter or K-A-Y?
K the letter.
Good question, though. You get an A.
Yep. Articles all over the place about New York City teacher 37 sucked topless man.
So you're the chest sucker, eh?
Yep.
Spaghetti eater.
What kind of spaghetti you prefer?
What kind of spaghetti? Was it canned?
Right. Exactly right. Was it al dente? Right. Do you prefer ziti or do you prefer, you know, linguine?
Does she have sauce all over her mouth? Like, I want to see these videos now.
Exactly right. What kind of sauce do you like?
For research purposes only.
It's like Alfredo? Because it's right here.
Those are the videos Dad says, oh, hold on. I need to see these.
Yeah, let me watch these first.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
I got to make sure it's appropriate for you.
It's research. Right. Did you see what her salary was for last year for 2020?
It was 100,000+, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of nipples.
Well, no, that's just a teaching salary. Who knows what she's making on the nipples?
Exactly. Yeah, make ends meet.
Mm. I get it.
Yep. She worked hard for the money.
Yeah.
She worked hard for the money.
Why'd you do that?
There was no reason. Why do you got to ruin everything?
He said it!
Right now, I'm just hoping, really, that I sound more manly than AJ did last week. All right, it's Roller Coaster Karaoke.
That was great.
We all tried to sing the same Whitney Houston song, I Will Always Love You.
Keyword try.
Tried.
Yep.
Can I hit Whitney Houston high notes while fearing for my life? We went to Quasi in Middlebury, Connecticut a couple weeks back.
The main thing, George, is that I'm locked into this car.
It is tight. Get ready. It is tight.
Cool.
Good luck.
Here we go, man. Thank you. The notes will be bad. Not that you didn't know that already.
This is the most dreadful time.
Yes,
of the roller coaster ride when you're going up.
Yep. It's too late now.
All right. I'm in the roller coaster. I'm going up the hill. Whatever it's called. Up the track. This goes pretty fast up the track. Like, how fast is this going to go?
Oh, stop.
Your hand caught in the door? See, that's the sound you're supposed to make. That's a blood-curdling scream. That's a G-force that's pulling you down.
It's like someone lit my nuts on fire.
I thought you were just going to sing.
Well, I guess we could toss that more manly than AJ. That's what we know right now. We're all a piece of...
I saw a picture of Ashley's finger.
All right.
Well, always come, yeah!
So I can't even hear the music over my screams anymore.
You don't need to. Just go with it.
You did great.
It's not the noise of the roller coaster or the wind.
Right. You can't even hear the stuff. You're screaming so loud.
It's just me screaming that kept me from hearing the song.
So loud.
Yeah! And I will love you! And I will...
Wow, that does sound like a 2:30 in the morning phone call.
And I will always love you!
That person's hanging up.
It sounds like it's singing by railroad tracks.
Right. The girl is coming by on the train.
You see me on the tracks. Right. The express is going through. Right.
Well, I thought the train was going to stop and I'd be able to propose.
But right.
Now I got to yell it out as she goes by.
Actually, you're hanging on to the side of the train.
Yeah.
Now.
Your finger's stuck in the door.
Because you stuck your hand out and I got caught.
Jeez. Wow.
We'll always love you!
See, very passionate, very emotional.
That sounds like a kick to the genitals.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah.
He lost steam.
You dropped the cookie. Yeah.
No, that is that phone call, right? 3 in the morning. I will always love you.
Oh my god!
You're drunk.
Yes. Are you crying or laughing?
Sounds like the Joker at the end of the first Batman movie where he's dead.
You just lay in there over and over again. You hear that sound? Someone told you a joke.
Oh, I have.
They call it the curly method. Hey, Mo.
What is going on?
I was going to ask you. No, I have no idea.
Some kind of examiner or what?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm going number two.
We've only got audio, not video, so I can't see.
You're being violated some core. Yep.
Please, not you!
It's like prison karaoke.
That's when the roller coaster comes to a sudden stop.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I didn't know you were capable of hitting those notes.
Seriously. Wow. That note hasn't been written yet.
The belt was too tight. Boy, that does sound like someone who's been lit on fire, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like running out of a building completely engulfed in flames.
Yes, it does. Right.
Yeah.
Like a watch just gone wrong. Roll on the ground. Right, roll on the ground. Tuck and roll.
That one sounds like medical procedure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's yeah. One's on fire.
Right.
One's a medical procedure. That's right. A finger slamming the car door.
Exactly right. Yeah, all aspects, boy.
This is laughing at the person with their finger in their car door.
Healthy chess, help!
Wow.
Body point everything. That's it's how you almost, hurt yourself.
It's like my singing hurt me.
Right? That was your done whistle.
Yeah.
Kept on going,
you're
too.
You're having a great time.
We'll always love you.
That sounds like a bad video.
That was Noon Whistle.
That sounds like a great Saturday night.
The train's coming in.
That's embarrassing.
Ooh, hello.
I think I'm cracking myself up, too. I think I'm entertaining myself.
Who better to?
I hear myself, and I'm like...
Who better to? Exactly.
All right. I don't think we're going to play Phil's. Phil's not happy with
it. It's just... I screwed everything up.
Oh.
It's real bad.
All right, let's go to Ashley. We all had to sing the same song on a roller coaster.
Right.
That's why mine's bad. I screwed that up. That was the one rule.
All the more reason you play My Scrubs in a montage.
The Wooden Warrior is a great roller coaster at Quasi.
Yes, it is.
In Middlebury. And they were nice enough to let us in and, and do this. And we did all the safety stuff. All the equipment was taped in and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how did Ashley do? She's the one who wants to sing every song.
Yes.
Well, she needed the most beep tones, I can tell you that.
Really?
Oh,
by far.
What are you, a sailor?
Let's take a listen.
Good luck. Oh!
I don't want you to chew a tooth.
Oh.
So don't hold it too close to your mouth.
Good call. Thank you.
Good call.
Good call. I must have proper English enunciation.
Good call.
Good call.
This is going to die.
Really? Wow, already.
No!
Wow. Potty mouth.
I took pieces of blue tape and just covered her ears.
Right.
Thank you.
To keep the earbuds in.
Yes. Yep. Appreciate it.
Not at all!
But you like singing.
But I hate roller coasters.
Your rooster giving me a crow?
She has the headphone voice where she can't hear how loud she is.
Right. But I hate roller coasters.
I hate roller coasters.
Or she's running for
I'm
office.
Standing right here.
Right. Yeah. One of the two. Wow.
Wow.
Are you doing Morse code?
I really do hate roller coasters.
It saved our ship, by the way.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.